possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
It's Wednesday here on Fesco and Dusty. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Leggins with you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hope you all had a solid Tuesday yesterday. Got your...
Got my Chiefs flag.
Oh, you must know some people.
Hey, you got yours too.
We must know Ronald or...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Clark, Mr. McDonald. Yeah. I don't know. I actually watched The Founder the other night again for the first time in a long time. Have you ever seen that movie about how the guy, Ray Kroc, stole McDonald's from those McDonald
brothers?
That's
Michael Keaton, right?
Yeah. Really, those McDonald brothers were not the smartest bulbs in the shed, right? And he just basically scammed that company from them and turned it into this if you watch The Founder. And so, great movie, though. Great movie. Got the flag today. So I think everybody's excited. Good Tuesday for me. Good Tuesday for you.
Pretty solid, yeah. Couldn't complain. Yesterday was National Dog Day.
Yeah.
And our dog, Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
How about that news?
How about
drop?
This guy yesterday? I mean, unbelievable.
What a dog.
I mean, what this guy is doing, it's unbelievable. Every time Jay Binkley releases a new podcast, Travis Kelce has to one-up him,
dude,
right?
Dude, Jay's pissed.
I mean, yesterday was one of those days where at the end of it, I just sat back and I went, this was a day in America yesterday, right? It starts off and everybody's kind of excited about roster moves in the NFL yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then Major League Baseball tries to release its schedule for 2026 yesterday. And then the Travis Kelce announcement comes down that he is officially engaged to Taylor Swift. And the entire world just absolutely lost their minds, rightfully so, yesterday, because that's the announcement everybody's kind of been waiting for, is that Travis and Taylor are officially engaged. And here we sit and everybody's excited about it. But what a hell of a day. And then Cracker Barrel goes back to its original logo. Yep. I mean, like, the day was unbelievable yesterday. It was just minute after minute something was happening yesterday.
Yeah, it was funny because Binkley texted me about 11:30 and he was like, I'll tell you what, the best biscuits and gravy are at Corner Cafe, which I'm like, oh, he just must have gone back and listened to the segment because we did, you know, the B&G segment.
Right.
And then he immediately responds and says, picked a great time to put our podcast out, 4 smiling emojis. And I should have said, you know, or I said, you should have said, we're here for the engagement with you all, you know, like, hey, this is our cut roster predictions, all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he just says, my timing is impeccable lately. Every damn time they steal our thunder.
Yeah, like, he's legitimately pissed.
He goes, I said, yeah, the next release you'll send out for the Character Concerns podcast, which, by the way, it is out.
Yes.
If you want to go listen to Unicero and Binkley, give you some more dive in depth to this Chiefs roster that's getting ready to take the stage next Friday night. I said, well, the next time you release one, she'll probably announce that she's pregnant.
Right.
Yeah. He goes, yep, did that the last 2 times. Damn it, we had week 1 prospect previews. So that's your tease.
Yeah.
Week 1 prospect previews is the Character Concerns podcast. Jay Binkley will join us at 6:45 as he does every Wednesday. But yeah, yesterday was one of those days where I think as a show, it's kind of, you know, news that affects our age groups differently.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling you guys last night, cause I had a couple people reach out about, you know, hey, the show is really fun. I enjoy getting back in the swing of things. And, you know, we have people on the text line that say that their daughters who are 11 or 12, their favorite segment is One Word. And I thought yesterday's announcement of the engagement was kind of also an engagement of everybody in so many different demographics. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is, we can take our show, for example, where Bob, who's 48, and your wife is a huge Swiftie, and then you have your daughters who are teenagers,
right,
who are gigantic Swifties, and like you've said before, like how that's brought your family together.
Mm-hmm.
Mac and his fiance, not technically Swifties, but he's got a group of friends that people that are, and throughout their life, she was kind of like the lady. It's like, you know, her and Beyonce for Mac's group of people. And then for me, I've got all the, you know, friend groups that are girls that, like, when they were when they were like 8 or 9, you know, teardrops from my guitars. I like that.
Yeah.
Taylor is what got them captivated. And how she and Travis Kelce combine. You know, you look at Travis Kelce in Kansas City, one of these superstars, one of these big hotshot profile people, and then you collab with basically the almost kind of like the same fire as you from a female perspective that has in the entire background. And all those people that thought this whole thing was a joke and a hoax and fixed, you know, kiss everybody's ass, yeah, right?
Right.
And I think that yesterday was one of those days where I had one of my best friends, his lady, she calls me. She's like, are the rumors true? And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, Travis and Taylor, is it true? I said, oh, yeah. She goes, send me whatever links you have. I need to see this myself. Send them all to her. Next thing you know, her Instagram story is blown up. You go to everybody's Instagram story. They're all blown up. 96.5 The Fan. They took everybody that was in the building at the time, did a cutaway video on Instagram, immediately posted it. It was a day of yesterday where not only was the entertainment and sports world shut down, but ironically, it was erupted as well.
It really was. And for me yesterday, it was really odd yesterday. It was one of those days where I said, I'm not going to go to the J today. It's a beautiful day. I want to go for a very long walk outside, right? I needed the vitamin D. And so I get home yesterday about noontime after we, you know, wrap all the stuff up and finish for the day. And I get my, you know, my walking clothes on, if you will, and I start going down the street. And I look to my left. And there's, and I'm in my head, I'm thinking about this. There's this truck and it says Ed's Wood Rot Repair. Like Ed Kelce's out here repairing wood rot, right? Like 5 minutes later, my phone buzzes and it's my wife. And she says, well, your daughter's just called me from school squealing. And I'm like, why? Like, what's going on?
Hell of a tease, Jim.
Right, it really is. I'm like, did something happen? And so I put a question mark up. And usually I have the information, obviously, before my wife, because, you know, she's teaching or doing whatever. And she goes, oh, I guess it's old news now, huh? And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And then she proceeded to say Taylor and Travis were engaged.
Right.
And I immediately got emotional. I don't know, like, why I got emotional. Like, it was emotional because I'm so excited that my kids get to live this and see this, right? And I think that ultimately was it for me. I'm like, my kids are growing up and our kids are growing up and everybody who's listening, kids are growing up in an era of Kansas City that none of us ever thought we would see before, right? Ever thought we would get to, where we have a baseball team that wins games, we have a football team that wins Super Bowls, and we have the two most popular people in the world living right here in our town. And we get to live this and witness this and watch this with them. And I think part of the emotion that I had yesterday was like, my kids are growing up in an effing awesome time here in Kansas City. Like,
right.
Your childhood wasn't great. Like, people who grew up in my childhood weren't great here. Like, nothing was going on, right? And now our kids are growing up in a city where else would you rather be in the country right now than right here, where Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are getting engaged, the Chiefs are winning Super Bowls like it's going out of style, and nobody's mad, nobody's miserable. Like, it's just a great time to be in Kansas City. And I'm just like, damn, this is so cool for my kids to be able to see this, to see their favorite pop star of all time marry who I think now will go down as the most popular athlete in Kansas City sports history, and that's Travis Kelce. What a time to be alive, man. It was so awesome yesterday to hear that and then see everybody else's reaction to this whole thing.
Right, yeah. Like, yesterday's emotion of sports was insane and entertainment because all of this happens in one day, right? You have the news that drops that the rosters are going to shrink down to 53 and be official.
Right.
And everybody's kind of pining and waiting. You're seeing names. So, like, accidentally on purpose, you're on X,
yeah,
you know, scrolling to see, like, oh, man, Pinnell didn't make it. Mm-hmm. Big Bob Tonyan didn't make it.
Did anybody not make it that we thought should have made it on the Chiefs, by the way? I was just looking at the list. I don't recognize many of the names of people that were cut.
I thought Pinnell should
have. Pinnell was the big one. Yeah, that was kind
Pinnell
of a shocker.
Pinnell and Tonyan, yeah.
Nah, Tonyan's not now. Pinnell was the guy.
They're going to call him back. I'd imagine he's on the roster today, him and Mike Edwards. That's my prediction.
And then, you know, you're sitting there, and then all of a sudden you've got a Royals game that you're maybe like me anticipating, and then the news drops of they're engaged. Mm-hmm. And everything kind of comes out piece by piece. Oh, they got engaged. Or, oh, it happened to be, look at his haircut. It must've been when he did the podcast, and we find out he did the podcast. And 2 hours later, they went into a garden in Lee Summit or Leewood or who knows. Hopefully it was Lee Summit. Shout out Lee Summit.
It's actually Leewood. Yeah. Kansas gets everything. The Royals, the Taylor Swift engagement, probably the Chiefs.
So they got engaged in a garden in Lee Summit. And
it was Leewood. It was his backyard.
Put Lee Summit on the map.
Leewood.
So
no, it was Leewood. The sleuths have found it was actually in the backyard part of their house, they're saying.
So
now.
Lee Summit, the city
that's
of love.
It's so crazy that Lee Summit got that.
It's insane, yeah, dude. Yeah. And, you know, it's yours truly in the same area in Lee Summit where they got engaged in a garden. And then the Royals came. Holy smokes, right? That happens. And then you're like, after today, like everybody had a Super Tuesday. And then finally, like randomly at 9 o'clock, the rosters are finally done and the baseball schedule got released for next year.
Yeah, which baseball should have held that yesterday. I don't know the timing of it, but that was a bad look for baseball yesterday. Not their fault, but they should have held the schedule to today because it's a Wednesday, right? Nobody was anticipating the baseball schedule yesterday. I don't think any of us were on pins and needles. Now we did start to plan our baseball trip for next year and probably going to go to Toronto. And, you know, that's going to probably be the city that we end up going
stay
to
in the
next
hotel.
Year. In the hotel by
yes.
the,
and go to a Tuesday game.
Yeah,
and leave the blinds open.
and so we looked at that briefly, but like baseball should have saw it was also roster cut day in the NFL yesterday.
Right.
You're going to get lost in that, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have the engagement from Leawood, and here we sit, and baseball schedule release got lost yesterday. Like baseball should have saw cut day and said, "All right, let's not compete with that. Mm. Back it up a little bit," and that would have been good enough for a reason to. And then the engagement comes out, and then the whole world loses its mind. Look, this is the most anticipated wedding since when I was a kid. It was the royal wedding, like Diana and Charles. We all watched
this
thing.
Oh, there was another royal wedding that was huge, hugely anticipated.
Was that as big as the
die? Yeah, everybody stayed up in the morning to watch it. I remember being in Warrensburg, and like literally I got a girl to come back to my house, and I told her I'd watch it with her.
Yeah.
Like that's what I use as my ticket in.
I don't remember that wedding as much as the Princess Di wedding. For whatever reason, I honest to God, don't remember that royal wedding at all. But I remember being a kid and watching Princess Di get married and walk down. Everybody watched. Everybody stopped and watched that wedding. Now, if they're going to do this in a public setting, which I don't know if they are or not, or if they're going to do it in the United States, maybe it's one of those where you go to, you know, Tahiti or something and do it on the beach. But I mean, if they were to sell the streaming rights to this wedding, they could make a bleep ton of money having the streaming rights sold, you know, for the wedding if they wanted to do something like that. But you know, the entire world wants to see this thing. And I think it's the most anticipated wedding of my lifetime. And that's not an overstatement. I don't think there's anything more anticipatory from a wedding standpoint than what's going to happen with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. And to the football hardo out there, I hate to break it to you. This is just the beginning of the conversation about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift that's going to take place throughout the entire course of the football season. Because for all intents and purposes, as we've said, this is Travis's last rodeo, most likely, right? Now with the engagement, I think it looks clearer and clearer. It's going to be a topic in every game that he plays in. And so if you don't like it, don't watch the game because they're going to be talking about it all season long. And rightfully so. It's the biggest story in the world right now.
And we're going to talk about it all day today. So if you don't like that, sorry, not sorry. This is a good idea on the text line as we'll go to a break and come back and talk Royals. But I want to get this out first from the 816. If Taylor Swift wants to smash all album sales records, she should put 5 golden tickets in her album. The new album, Willy Wonka style, for an invitation to the wedding.
That would be kind of cool. Yeah.
That's amazing. It's a great idea.
Great idea.
I love that
Take
idea.
The day.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. You do that. But then all of a sudden, though.
Oh, well, yeah, we know what would happen.
Yeah.
Of course. There'd be 50,000 gold tickets.
No, there would be chaos. Oh. There would be fights.
Oh, well, there'd be that, too.
I mean, it would be, humanity would take over, and it would be a bad look, man.
And
you don't remember the Cabbage Patch craze of the 80s, where mothers were beating each other up in toy stores for Cabbage Patch dolls. So if you think that was insanity back then, you imagine people beating the crap out of each other in Target over an album to see if it has the golden ticket in it for the wedding. No. Great idea in theory. I don't trust people enough to get that thing done, kind of like what we were talking about this morning off the air, right? Don't trust humankind to do something like that, because if you're going to beat each other up for a Cabbage Patch doll, you're sure as hell going to beat each other up for a golden ticket. You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Somebody says, get married at Arrowhead and sell tickets and sell out record time.
What I would do if I was them, I'd give season ticket holders the first option to buy their seats and do a game day type of atmosphere. Now, they probably won't, but how awesome would that be? Wouldn't have to spring on food because we'd all tailgate.
Yeah, it's true.
Tailgate in suits and dresses.
No, Chiefs gear, man. Whatever you want. The girls can get dressed like they're going to a concert. The guys can get dressed like they're going to a football game. It's a great wedding.
It's
and
awesome.
I hope it's in the fall and they stop the entire league down and Binkley loses his mind.
Do it during the bye week. Coming up, shout out Lee Summit. Great place. City of love. And we'll continue to talk this. Plus, I want to talk about this Royals game because last night, man, that was just a thing of beauty here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what's going on, man?
On your home for Kansas City Sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Slider sliced past Montgomery into left center, a base hit. Indy is in to score. Massey stops at third. Frazier's over to second. Kyle Isbell gives the Royals the lead with a go-ahead RBI single in the top of the ninth inning. The Royals have plated three runs in the top of the ninth inning and now lead the White Sox 5-4.
Whew, that one was a good one last night for those of you that stayed up and watched it. That was one of the most impressive Royals wins that I can think of in a long time. I don't give a rip if it was against the White Sox, if it was against the Red Sox, if it was against any Sox. The Royals won, and this comes from Nick Keppel of the Royals PR staff and communications. Tonight, or last night, today, was the first, am I the guy interviewing the Titans? Was the first time the Royals won a road game in which they trailed by at least four runs after the seventh inning since July 19th, 1997, at Seattle.
97 at Seattle. Wow.
I mean, Ken Griffey Jr. still playing baseball. Jay Buhner still looks like he could just absolutely destroy your face.
Jay Buhner may have been the most cut baseball player I've ever seen.
I mean, they at one point had two of the ugliest men on the face of the earth on the same roster. They had Randy Johnson and Jay Buhner in the same system.
Yep.
But you wouldn't say
that
to their
face.
Imagine
those two guys at a bar getting things stirred up. I mean, there's no chance you survive.
Which then it's crazy because then once Randy Johnson retires, you think he's this big bull red ass because he was once in New York. Don't talk back to me, he told to a cameraman one time. And then you find out he's just a guy that loves photography. He loves Rush, and he loves playing the bass guitar.
And he's pretty much very much like me, a very introverted heart that just doesn't want to be messed with, man. Like, I get it from Randy Johnson.
But by God, I dare you to stand in the left-handed batter's box when he's throwing that slider.
No. We saw John Kruk do it in the right-handed batter's box at one point.
And Larry Walker.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the Royals came back last night. I was locked in. I did Vern's show bet, his double play. I had Lorenzen 4.5 strikeouts, the Royals 1.5, and to win by 1.5, and Bobby Witt Jr. to have 2.5 bases runs RBI, or hits runs RBI. Obviously, I'm locked in because Lorenzen did his job, and then Bobby Witt Jr. comes up in the ninth inning, man on first and second, two outs, he's up to bat. If he just gets a hit, they all of a sudden go up 6-4. That bet hits Jay Binkley still at the top of the chain when it comes to Vern's On Deck show. You come to the king, you best not miss.
But hey, look, let Jay Binkley have this, right? Doesn't have much else going on. His pizza cutter's missing, and every time he releases a podcast, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce announce something big.
Good.
So.
Then start putting Taylor Swift tagged into your podcast release and just see what happens. But either way, that was a game in which, because I asked you, because I was thinking about this, windows down on the way to work today, 60 degrees outside, and I'm like, I remember yesterday because I asked Bob, if they lost that game, how would you feel about the season? He said, well, I'd probably think it was all but over.
Yeah.
And last night they won that game dramatic fashion. I think they had three total hits in a matter of like 17 innings. The White Sox at one point had like 26, 27 straight scoreless innings that they had gone through. And finally the Royals broke through with their offense. And it wasn't the superstars last night. It wasn't. I know Vinny got a big hit in the ninth, but it wasn't Sal. It wasn't Michael. I guess Garcia had a hit in RBI. But it wasn't Bobby. It wasn't Sal. It wasn't Vinny.
It was Isbell.
It was Isbell and Massey.
Yeah, it was the bottom of the lineup.
And that was something that is encouraging because you needed somebody. I didn't care if it was Massey. I didn't care if it was Randall Grichuk. I didn't care if it was Bobby Witt Jr. Just somebody break this drought. And last night you watched that game and guys like Sam Long come in, do their job, who everybody wanted to see him hit the, you know.
We took a call on that on Sunday on Virtual.
And then a guy wanted Steven Cruz, who's injured.
Right, who's not on the team.
And then you just see these guys. Massey just gets the call back up. They demote Rave down to AAA. They bring Massey back up. He's had his ups and downs with back injuries and side injuries and all these injuries. And he comes up big last night. Kyle Isbell, who's been kind of the heartbeat of this team all year, where like, you know, you kind of take your heartbeat for granted, but without it, you're struggling, right? And Kyle Isbell goes into center field, pinch hits, gets a huge, huge walk, gets another big hit, and the Royals come away with the victory. And that's one of those, maybe it's a wake-up call. Maybe it's a realization that, like, you guys have this sort of fight in you, and you don't necessarily always need your superstars to come through. You can do this as a team. And today they'll go out there, and Berger will throw on the slab, and they'll play at 6:40. Vern's on deck show at 5 o'clock, and we can do this all over again.
And they did it against that closer, too, for Chicago, who's going to be a stud in baseball for at least 2 years. I mean, that's what you get out of a closer anymore. And so once he came into the game, I'm thinking, okay, it's probably over. And then they tried to get him a four-out save, and that was a bad mistake, man. He couldn't get that four-out save and gave it up like, a streetwalker in Times Square. And so it was over right then and there, and they got those five runs in the top of the ninth inning when they scored those runs to take the lead. McClick, as soon as Isbell got that hit, I knew it was over. It was done. They'd won that game last night. But don't find yourself in this constant battle with the Chicago White Sox. They are a better team than they have been, but you are a better team than the Chicago White Sox.
Correct.
And so go out there and, finish off the series today and take care of business. Like don't be down again to the White Sox where you go two straight games basically without scoring a run or getting a hit, because it was lifeless there for a while, man. These two games have been lifeless games, and they were awoken late yesterday, and that was good. That was a big time win for them to kind of keep them alive and afloat in this postseason race.
Again, the stat from the Capitol tonight was the first time in Royals had won a road game in which they trailed by at least four runs after the seventh inning since July 19th, 1997 at Seattle. Last night, they are victorious 5-4. Estevez goes out there, was super dominant in his role. You love to see that. And like you said, go out there today, win this game. You get an off day on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Then you get back home and you play Detroit. And then again, of course, we're all scoreboard watching because Seattle's down 5-0 early.
Early in the second inning, I'm like, damn, Seattle's getting waxed tonight.
Right. And then as you're, kind of getting settled in bed, you look at it, all of a sudden it's 6-5, Seattle's up. And you're like, well, son of a gun. You wake up in the morning, you realize, or some of you are tougher than the rest, you wake up in the morning or find out last night, Seattle ends up losing.
Yeah.
So not only that, you go from being four games out to back to three games out. You couldn't get slippery anymore because you don't want to fall back further and further without the control of it. Again, you want to get to that Seattle series where you're about a game to two games out of that last wild card spot. But either way you look at it last night, a lot of grit, a lot of fight, a lot of saving grace in that game last night because of what they did. And every game, like you have said all year, is a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
That couldn't have been more defined as a roller coaster.
Really
you
was.
Were just going up the hill.
Well, nobody thought they were going to win that game. And nobody did. I mean, and you're passively watching. Look, I was flipping back and forth, and they started to get, I'm like, they may get this thing done. And then you start to kind of get engaged. But for the majority of that game, they showed zero life yesterday. It was a lifeless performance until late in the game yesterday. And then they came to life, and that's all you need. You don't have to dominate for eight innings, just dominate for one like they did yesterday and win the game.
Right. Speaking of domination, yesterday, Travis Kelce obviously dominated the sports world and the entertainment world with the announcement of his engagement with his soon-to-be wife, Taylor Swift, which is still, to me, crazy to put that sentence out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously they got engaged in a garden in Lee Summit.
In Leawood. In his yard in Leawood.
After that Lee Summit news came out, and Nate Taylor had earlier said he had this article on ESPN. This came out. It gets completely swept under the rug because he releases this. And then we get the announcement of the engagement. And the day after the Super Bowl, Travis Kelce kept saying the same phrase, I can't go out like that.
Yeah.
If this is Kelce's last ride, he's hoping to pull off a grand finish. And then he proceeds to write about everything that he had a conversation with Travis about. I can't go out like that, getting your ass absolutely kicked by the Eagles in the Super Bowl. And now... the world is yours, Mr. Kelce, and you've got one last goal to achieve because you got the other one locked up. And now the other ring that you're going to go chase and hopefully get is your final Super Bowl win and in your last game of your career.
Has anybody had a better 2-3 years than Travis Kelce?
I can't think about it.
There's nobody in the world that's had a better run over the last 2 years than Travis Kelce has had. But it's like this is like, and I hate to be that guy, but I'm going to be that guy for a second. I know what I'm talking about, right? Like, I know what I'm talking about when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs. I think I've been pretty dead on with just about everything over the last 5 years of how things were going to play out. Did I miss on the Eagles Super Bowl? Yes. But I know the mindset of what this team is all about. I know these guys, and I know who they are as people, and I know who they are as football players. And as soon as they lost that game for the Eagles, I told we're getting back next year, and we're going to win this thing. They're not going to go out like that. And I've been telling you guys that ever since they lost that game and we were sitting there in New Orleans. They're going to be back next year. They're going to win the Super Bowl next year, and they're going to go out and they're going to have this great time. I've been telling you about this American Pie theme that I've had for this season where Travis Kelce's in his senior year. Patrick Mahomes is in basically his senior year with Travis. They're going to go out with a bang.
We will get laid.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's exactly right what's going to happen. And I think as we're now getting closer and closer and closer to the start of the season, the trolls and the moles and all the the dopes in the national media are starting to come back down to earth and realize, yeah, this Kansas City Chiefs team is pretty legit. And we have spent all offseason in the national media, the Nationals, I call them the national media, the Nationals, have spent all offseason out here trying to run down the Chiefs, run down Travis Kelce, run down Patrick Mahomes, run down Andy Reid, run down the organization. Oh, they're old, they're tired, they're not going to do it anymore. I'm like, when you say that kind of stuff, it shows me truly how out of touch you are, because you don't understand the mental makeup of these guys and what drives these guys. I've said for years, the only thing that matters is the Super Bowl with this team. That is the only thing that matters. That drives them every single day. They're not waking up in the morning going, oh, let's go out there and see how we can beat the Raiders, or let's go out there and see how we can do this. Everything they do is preparing to win the Super Bowl at the end of the year. And so when people doubt them and want to throw, you know, shade at them or whatever the case may be and say they're not going to be back and they're not going to do it, you don't understand what you are talking about. And that's why it drives me nuts. And even yesterday, like, Chris Broussard even came around and started to say, like, well, I think the Chiefs are going to do it. We saw Ryan Clark earlier last week say it. We had
Kyle Brandt
is like now just defending them every step of the way because he's tired of hearing it as well. Anybody who's been saying anything negative against the Chiefs, I hate to say it from a national standpoint, you're clueless and you don't understand what this football team is all about. And you'll all look foolish at the end of the year when they're hoisting Lombardi and Travis and Patrick walk off that field for the final time as champions. And there's Taylor walking off with Travis as well. And we're all sitting there crying our eyes out because we just watched the greatest Super Bowl we ever saw. We watched Travis win a championship in his last go around. We saw him and Patrick do it one last time together. And then we saw the future Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift walk through the tunnel together and put that cherry on top, because that's what's going to happen this year with this organization. This is going to be my favorite championship when they win all this, because it will be the one that just throws it in the face of everybody who tries to constantly take this team down.
Do we call the season The Life of Showtime? Isn't that Mahomes' name? And that's kind of the name of the new album. Is that right? Life of a Showgirl?
Life of a Showgirl? Showtime? Yeah. Life of Showtime?
Life of Showtime, yeah.
Hate it? Yeah. Yeah.
Except it's red, not orange. Maybe we swung a miss.
Also,
on that
real
one.
Quick, just total off the subject. So high school, I was yesterday age old when I realized that was about Travis Kelce. I didn't know she had announced that song was about Travis Kelce. Go play that song and follow along and read the lyrics. It is Travis Kelce to a T.
Really?
I was laughing my ass off yesterday because she's, oh, it's so high school, you know, with the high school gym teacher and the high school English teacher, and then everybody posting pictures of the high school English teacher and gym teacher. My favorite one was Kenny Powers. They posted him and the gal. And so go read the lyrics to You're So High School, or this is whatever it is on the new album, and it's Travis Kelce to a T. And she even and she even cites the American Pie movie in that song. Peace out.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. It is a Wednesday, so it is the Fesco and Dusty weekly poll. This one is obviously going to be Kansas City big news of the day related because, well, we try to put our own spin on it because we know that Andy Reid claimed one time that we talked to him that he was the reason why Travis and Taylor are together. This is it.
Now, listen, I knew her before he knew her. So
he had a lot to do with it, which means he's definitely invited to the wedding. Duh. But we ask on our
Fesco
Andy,
we're trying to save a little money. We're not going to invite you to the wedding. Is that okay?
Now, this wedding, everybody has to pay $330 to attend.
Yeah, and people would gladly pay that.
Best $330 spent.
Yeah.
So our Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question is, what role should Andy Reid play in the Kelce Swift wedding? Is he the best man? Is he the ring bearer? Is he the usher? Or is he the officiant? Officiant. French for the official.
You know, if they don't pick me, I am a licensed reverend.
Oh,
I have my reverend card. If they don't want me to officiate their wedding, then I think Andy Reid would be a good, you know, kind of fallback. But I think I should be the officiant of the wedding. And if you would like me to officiate your wedding, send a text to the text line. It's $500 cash, and I will be more than happy to officiate your wedding. Meet with you and your bride one time before the wedding. We can go over everything. And I'm serious about that. If anybody wants me to do it, I got officiated because we were going to do a wedding years ago. ago at Rally House.
That was your boy.
Two Chiefs fans wanted to get married. So I'm like, get my reverend's license, $35 or whatever. My friend Coach Luke is like, here's the paperwork. Fill it out. I got my card. So if anybody wants me to officiate their wedding, send the information. Mac will take it down. It's a $500 cash fee due upon arrival. And I will be more than happy to officiate your wedding.
Got to figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
That's right.
The Fesco and Dusty poll question, 21 votes already in. What role should Andy Reid play in the Kelce Swift wedding? Best man, ring bearer. That was my vote.
I voted ring bearer too.
Nice.
Oatmeal raisin, baby.
And then usher or officiant. I could only imagine, you know, Taylor and Travis are sitting there at the altar, and here comes Andy, right? Just like a press conference. All right, listen, we look forward to the challenge of life between these two. Yep. Travis has got a left finger injury, so they're not going to put the ring on today. And Taylor, she's never been in this situation, so we look forward to this today. And we're gathered here today as a home, and how about these Kelce? Yeah.
And then after the wedding, when they both say, I do, Andy can then go, time's yours.
Yeah. All right, everybody, let's get a little cocktail hour before we get to the rehearsal or the reception, and time shares. Be so great.
Looking forward to the challenge of dancing tonight.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Patrick won't be on the hardwood floor because Brett, he banned that. So, yeah. And pictures will be over there. And listen, you're like, yes, we got it. Be so great, man, if he was putting those two together.
It's
so
awesome.
32 votes in, best man, ring bearer, usher, officiant. 3.1% say best man. 21.1% say ring bearer. 10.5% say usher. And then 63.2% they want him to be the official officiant of the wedding. So that'd be scene there. Because
do you think Tyreek Hill gets invited?
So we got to do that later today.
Yeah, we should do that later. Yeah.
Because we got to do the whole thing about, like, yesterday was the cut list for NFL players.
Yeah.
Who's on the bubble list for the wedding?
Yep.
Like, I got to think Henny's getting that call maybe.
Yeah. Well, you can't invite everybody.
No.
I mean, do you envision it as a small wedding, or do you envision it as a big-time wedding where everybody can be involved?
I think with their personalities and their stardom, I think they get married somewhere in London. She's in love with that place. Privately, or they'll go back to the same garden, Lee Summit, that they got engaged
in. You mean Leawood, yeah. His backyard in Leawood.
And so they could do London, Lee Summit, Leawood. You never know. And then I think they have, like, the party. I think that's how they would do it. And I'm not mad about that with weddings. A lot of people do that with destination weddings that I've been friends with. They'll go get married in, like, Cabo or something like that with, like, their immediate family and the friends that want to pay for that. And then they'll come back and they'll have, like, the reception where everybody just wants – that's the only thing in the wedding you really want to go to.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem very cost-effective for me. Like, you're paying for the destination wedding and then a reception. Now, for them, it doesn't matter. I mean, I wonder how much money her parents are going to give her for this wedding, though. You got to wonder that, too. They're going to scratch a check. Somebody ask Ed. He'll know.
I love the people that don't get the poll question. The best man is Jason.
Okay, Jesus. Good Lord, man. Like, seriously.
Thanks, Coach.
I mean, God.
It's so funny. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, McFly.
Yeah, exactly. Like, come on. What are we doing here? Jason's going to be the best man. It's technically his brother.
Yeah, this is so funny. Like, yeah, we're talking about Andy Reid. Yeah, listen, Jason, he's a good guy here.
But I'm gonna be the best man. I'm gonna be the officiant. I'm gonna be the ring bearer. I'm gonna be everything in this wedding. Because it's for me. Alex Andy Smith, created this.
Where's Alex Smith on the bubble? In or out?
Oh, he's
out.
In.
No, he's in.
He's in.
How many people are we inviting
They're
to
rich.
This wedding?
Doesn't matter.
Though.
It's not our wedding where we have to make cuts.
No, but I understand. But like Tyreek Hill, why would you want him at your wedding?
No, yeah, that's
yeah, he's cut.
That one's probably cut, but I think that's a good conversation. I think Alex Smith is shoo-in.
Is Jake Brenningstuhl in the wedding?
No.
Oh. Did he make
but
the
like
roster?
Greg Olson, he's probably Dude, in.
That's gonna be the greatest. Oh, Kittle.
Probably
Olson,
Kittle, yep.
Yeah. You gotta think maybe some more of them. But those two are locks.
Yeah, those two are locks.
And Olson will
Gronk.
Have a Gronk.
Or they do the wedding and they just don't tell anybody and it's just the two of them that get married and they just say, oh, yeah, by the way, we got married last Tuesday, you know, right after the podcast.
Speaking of a podcast, there was one that dropped yesterday. It's called the Character Concerns Podcast. And there's a guy that's concerned with the information because every time this man, who we talk about, Jay Binkley, releases a podcast, Taylor Swift drops a bomb on everybody. So we bring Jay Binkley to the show on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Talking to Mac nonstop, won't come on the air.
Yeah, man, did you see this bringing stool made the roster?
Yeah. Golly.
What could you possibly be talking to Mac about?
Let's dive to it. Jay Binkley joins the show. No Taylor Swift news, so the time is yours, Jay. How are you on this wonderful Wednesday?
Hurry up, you only got about 3 minutes before new news.
That sounds about right. How you guys doing this morning?
Fantastic. Huh? Great, man. We got our Chiefs flag early. We got Taylor and Travis engaged, and we got you on the phone, a week zero and a week one coming up. And boy, a lot going on yesterday, but we got to start with the podcast, Jay. I mean, come on now. Yeah. Are you doing this on purpose?
I don't know, man. I mean, the first time I hit it a couple weeks ago, boom, they're going to be on a podcast. And yesterday, as soon as I hit post, I hear Alex say, "Oh, guess who's getting married? Alex and Cody talking." I was like, "Oh my gosh!" I had a week zero recap, week one preview of all the matchups. I mean, come on, man.
It's kind of ironic because, you know, the story of love and then the story of football of you all meshed together. So, where do you sit with this roster going into the season next Friday?
Well, I know a lot of people were, you know, looking at the roster and thinking, "Oh my God, Big Bob Tonyan's been cut." Well, I mean, just chill out. He'll probably be on the roster today. They have to wait for today to put maybe a couple more guys on IR. They get two that you could designate for IR yesterday, which they did, and there'll be probably a couple more today because you can only do two before you set the roster. You set the roster, then you can go up to eight. So I do expect maybe a couple other guys to go on IR that are currently on the 53-man roster, and that would make room for Bob Tonyan coming back to the Chiefs. I would even doubt if Mike Pinnell comes back to the Kansas City Chiefs today as well. So not surprised. I know there's eight receivers right now, but could one of them possibly go on IR? It's very possible. You hear Jalen Royals, the news about him. He's got the knee tendonitis. Of course, he missed the last game. And Andy Reid yesterday said he's further behind the other guys that are injured right now. So look at him going into the season with seven wide receivers, not eight. But it's kind of panned out how we thought it was. A little bit surprised about the running back situation. I still think they're active in that market.
When you look at the IR thing, Jay, are we talking about that four-week IR, or are we talking about ending seasons? How many people are you allowed on that four? Wasn't that used to be a one-player-only thing?
Yeah, but then they changed it in the back. Now you can designate up to eight guys going on IR that can be designated for return.
Oh, good.
Of course, they got two guys with Bringstuhl and Nazi Johnson that were their two they used yesterday before they set the roster. Now they can do six more with designated two return. Then when you get to postseason, you could do two more, but that's all you can do is two. So now that everybody is on the 53-man roster, that's fine, but now they can put other guys on that IR and get up to the eight total, which they won't do that today. Would I be surprised if maybe one or two goes on the IR today, and then you put on Bob Tonyan back on the roster or Mike Pinnell back on the roster? I do think that happens today, at least with Tonyan.
What do you think about the running back room? You kind of made a comment in passing. You don't like the running back room?
I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's okay. And then Isaiah Pacheco, everybody, you know, waiting for him, and he's got a contract year. My late friend Trez Paler used to talk about, you know, the contract year is undefeated. You know, Isaiah Pacheco, big incentive this year to go out and a lot of guys, you know, like, you know, Hollywood Brown having a big year to go out and get the contract money. For Isaiah Pacheco to have a big year and get the contract money. But Elijah Mitchell hasn't been one of those guys that turned the heads like I thought the Chiefs thought before going in the offseason. Remember, he got more money than Kareem Hunt did in guaranteed money coming to the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'd be surprised if the Chiefs are still in the market in the running back game. No, I wouldn't. I think the running back room is okay. I mean, I think this is clearly an aerial attack with the Chiefs this year, but could they be better in the running back room? I think so.
Binkley, I think the other thing that's kind of thrown out there as well is your guy, Josh Simmons at left tackle. What have you seen from not him personally, but from Patrick Mahomes with him as his left tackle?
Well, I think it's been great. The confidence and the time he's got. I mean, he's building that trust up in the left side, something he hadn't had for a while. And especially when you tag that with Kingsley Suamatia next to Josh Simmons, it's been rough for Kingsley this preseason, except for the last game. I thought Kingsley actually played pretty well in the last game, and it was good to see, you know, getting that confidence back. We know how good a run blocker he can be. What can the pass blocking? Because that's what matters with the Chiefs, is protecting for Patrick Mahomes. But I thought he had his best game in the preseason, albeit limited snaps and, you know, the three drives or whatever, that's fine. But he looked a lot more confident in what he was doing. His footwork much better, because as good as he is, that will make Josh Simmons just as good as well. Because Josh Simmons needs, you know, a guy to be like that during the regular season, being a rookie. Because so far it's been like Josh Simmons is not the rookie and Kingsley's been the rookie is how it's looked so far. But I thought both of them looked really well in the last game, giving Patrick Mahomes all that time. And look what happens when you gave him time. I mean, he just absolutely carved the Bears up.
All right, let's look at college football week one this week. Huge slate of games featuring, obviously, Texas and Ohio State for the big watch party that you will be attending. But before we get to that, week zero, KUK State both play. Do you take anything away from the locals after that first game?
You know, I do. I thought it was interesting. You know, K-State probably wishing they hadn't, you know, sold off a home game to go play in Ireland in those conditions. Because I think K-State wins that game in Manhattan, to be quite honest with you. But it's just a rough deal. I've never seen K-State really get out physical in a game, and I thought Iowa State was the more physical team. I know both these defenses played well, and K-State's defense definitely limited Iowa State. But when it came to fourth downs, they were 1-for-4 on fourth downs. Iowa State was just more physical, you know, on fourth downs and getting the job done. And, you know, Kansas State showed some concerns with the physicality they had in that game. Then, of course, you know, afterwards with Avery Johnson's dad and his brother and getting in the fight, I just thought it was a bad look for K-State. That's a game that'll piss you off. That's a game that chip on the shoulder for Kansas State. Is their season over? Hell no. It's just beginning. But still, I think that'll leave a bad taste in their mouth, and it should. Because that is not the game you want to start with. And really, it's tough when you start with a top 25 matchup on the road like that, you know, overseas, and you have preseason football in the NFL and, you know, getting acclimated, then boom, instead of playing the Wagners or Central Arkansas and stuff like this in game one, you play the top 25 matchup. That's always going to be tough. And you always say those games are going to be sloppy, and that game was really sloppy between Kansas State and Iowa State. Now, as far as KU, man, KU looked awesome. I mean, what they're doing offensively, they're doing so many creative things. It's kind of like watching the Kansas City Chiefs offense, to be honest with you. And I know Kudelinke's now in Penn State, but, ooh, man, they're a former offensive coordinator, but they are looking so good right now on offense. Some of the formations they're running, like triple option, they're running the wheel route in it and stuff like that, but they look crisp on offense. And Jalen Daniels looked exceptional in that game. And Kansas's offense is going to be a problem for teams this year. They had so many close losses last year. Then they had that streak of winning three games against top 25 teams. But KU's going to be a problem. I love that backfield.
You know, what you're seeing with the offense over there, that's the Tate Nagy effect, bringing his dad's playbook from the Chiefs over there.
It might be. He got into some punt return action in that game. But, man, they looked really good. And Lance Leipold is a great coach. I mean, the guy won 6 national titles. Yeah, I know it was a Division III, but who cares? The guy's a winner. And that team looked good. That team looked really good.
Binkley, you're on the clock. 30 seconds. Tell us all about Texas-Ohio State on Saturday at 11 o'clock.
I can't wait to see what Arch Manning can do. You know, the big talk last year, you know, he's got a lot of hype. He's got probably more hype for someone that hasn't really, you know, performed it on the field. Yeah, we saw his legs and saw him moving in space. And, man, this guy runs better than any Manning. But as far as throwing the ball, because, again, he was behind Quinn Ewers. He couldn't beat out Quinn Ewers last year. And Quinn Ewers was a 7th-round pick by the Dolphins. And so we'll see what Arch Manning, but looking forward to this. And then, of course, Ohio State. I mean, I love these matchups in week one. I mean, if you have Texas and Ohio State, talking about K-State and playing Iowa State, you know, overseas without a preseason. Here you got number one and three going at it. And both these teams, definite national title contenders this year with Ohio State and K-State as well. But once again, Ohio State's going to show off their talented receivers with Carnell Tate. And, of course, they got Chris Henry Jr., a high school player, coming there next year. They just keep loading up that wide receiver room for the Buckeyes.
Fall wedding for Swift Kelsey, right?
That's one thing you don't have to worry about. The fall wedding is definitely something you don't have to worry about, because I imagine a lot of people going to his wedding are NFL players that will be playing on Sundays, even if it's a bye week for the Chiefs or whatever, and he can get his Chiefs teammates there, whatever. But he's got a lot of friends around the National Football League, so at least with this wedding, you won't see a fall one.
Binkley, we appreciate the time, and we'll expect a podcast and a pregnancy announcement next time that comes out.
You know it'll happen.
That's right, baby. Keep doing your thing, Jay. We'll talk to you Saturday.
Bye.
Fall wedding.
Hope so. God, I hope it's a fall wedding. My dream scenario is a fall wedding, and the league says we're not playing this week to allow everybody to go. They stop the entire NFL for a Sunday. Tony Dunn.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
His head would explode. Anybody check on him and Kayla Nicole yesterday? Is Kayla Nicole okay?
If she needs a rebound, call me Dennis Rodman. coming up on the other side. We get back to the poll question, plus what the news was of yesterday, the biggest celebrity wedding that, well, we probably will ever see in our lifetime here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.